Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Zombieland Saga from Studio MAPPA, and it is streaming on Crunchyroll. And I'd like to begin by saying that I requested we watch this show, not because I thought Kate would enjoy it, because I was pretty sure she wouldn't, but I felt like it was weird enough a show that it was worth looking at the first episode just to talk about it, because sometimes those are the most interesting SWAT reviews. And so, the oddly named series.
Wait, before you go, I just want to mention that this is an in collaboration television series with Cygames. You know, they've been popping up more and more and more and more. Now, every season, I feel like there's like so, we see their hand in so much. So, obviously, either this is going to be a game or, anyway, they've...
Or they're seeding the thing, like, if this is popular, we'll definitely make it into a game type of thing. Yeah, so the premise is there's this girl, and her name is Sakura, and it immediately starts with her getting Minkimono'd by a truck and dying. Minkimono being the famous Magical Girl episode when one of the seasons ends, where she gets run over by a truck and dies. And she wakes up in the spooky mansion, and there are all these zombies, and she learns she too is a zombie. And she has been resurrected by this mad scientist who plans to make them into pop stars to save the prefecture of Saga somehow with zombie idols.
I guess the idea is that, like, all over Japan, there are these local idols that help the economy of their prefectures. So for some reason, I don't know why this one can't just be regular ones, but...
Well, if they don't mention in this episode, they mention in another episode that actually the local idol boom has died. Like, they're no longer considered something that prefectures should do anymore. And then he's like, that's exactly why we should do local idols, because they're not popular anymore, so the market isn't oversaturated with them. As his normal thing, somebody questions that and he just shuts them down and doesn't listen to them anymore.
I liked how the beginning of this starts very happy, then she gets killed in a very abrupt way, and then when she's in the house, the way that the series sort of frames her is that she's running from all these zombies and she's freaking out, and then she finally gets out of the house and she runs into, you know, she runs to find a police officer, and then, like, the camera turns sort of and we see that she is also a zombie. So I thought that that was some good, like, just almost like classic horror camera work, so.
And it's like, you were the monster the whole time!
Now, the important thing is, in the first episode anyway, is that she's the only sort of, like, totally sentient zombie who has all of her faculties. All the other zombie girls are more of your traditional, don't know, like, can't really emote or talk or do anything, really, except sort of wander around.
Don't, like, one or two of them wake up at the end? Well, yeah, so one or two of them do wake up at the end. It's interesting that if you look at the credits, only the ones who have talking roles, who are not de-zombified, have the actress's name in the credits. So as they wake up, they actually fill in the credits in the later episodes. I think Akane and the, like, one or two other girls who talk, only Sakura and the one or two other ones that talk get accredited in this episode.
And the other kind of really weird, interesting thing about the first episode is that he doesn't want the mad scientist guy is like, you guys are an idol troop, go be an idol troop without really, there's no practice or let's sing songs or here's what you're going to do or whatever. It's just like, here, you are now going to go do this. And so they take them to this festival and you quickly realize that this is a heavy metal festival. Well, obviously that's not the audience for cute girl idols. And somehow though, because they're zombies and because they kind of can't act like normal idols, it almost works for the audience is like, captured by them.
It's a show that clearly knows the idol show pitter-patter, the, you know, the rhythm of them. And I was thinking about it. It isn't as much a parody or anything. It's almost like a thought experiment of what would happen if zombies were in here. And it's also a farcical comedy. Like, let's not pretend that this is some kind of high art thought concept. But I do feel like it more goes through the normal motions of, especially if you watch some of the later episodes, of an idol show. But then just everything always swerves to the left because they're zombies and so zombie stuff is going to happen.
And I don't know if this is like the first series to combine idols and zombies, having no real interest in either of those genres. But I do think it's interesting because there was a bit of a zombie boom. Like, we had a bunch of anime that were zombie stuff, you know, cute girls kind of thing. And then, and obviously idols are sort of evergreen at this point. So I'm almost surprised if this is the first time it has been done that it actually took this long to get there. But I feel as though all things will now be combined with idols, right? We'll just go down the line. I mean,
vampire idols.
I'm sure already done, probably.
Monster girl idols.
Probably a manga about that already. You know, I can imagine that's sort of the next evolution of idol is how many different things can we combine with it? Like, oh, we're like history idols and like pirate idols and whatever. Like, could be anything, really. Or maybe we could just have a slew of, like, horror idol, like, werewolves, and then, you know, just, like, all kinds of different shoot-offs. Ghosts. But, like, really super traditional ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Ring girl. Like, what was that?
Hopping vampires.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it gets more interesting as the other girls sort of become more sentient. But I also don't really, like, no. Like, if once they become sentient, like, are they zombies or are they just girl idols now? Because I don't feel like Sakura really acts like a zombie all that much in the first episode. I mean, she looks like a zombie, but then they put makeup on her and then she doesn't anymore. So, like, what is there about it to be more... I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Once again, I don't want to say too much beyond the first episode, but it's this weird mix of, once again, they're all aiming for the top, which is such a, all of them find a reason to aim to the top, but then there's this other weird wrinkle, and so it seems generally like they want enough of the normal idol hijinks, so when the zombie stuff makes things go out of hand, like they've been playing it straight for long enough, that like it gets, there's a kind of growing dissonance, is the only way I can put it. It's definitely a weird show. Once again, I feel like it's one of those shows they should probably just watch the first episode and you'll probably have a good idea of whether you like it or not, but it's just worth experiencing just to go, well, that was different.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.